Yo, what's up? It's your boy, Kid Mero. Today on Victory Lane, we are going to be talking about Pharrell versus Chad Hugo, Kanye and his apology, Minnesota and Ice. Abolish Ice, man. Get him out of here. But Don Lemon and Nicki Minaj got into a scrap over it, okay? Subscribe to Patreon for more on this and listen to questions, B. Don't go nowhere. Holla.
A Victory Lane. Victory
Light. Yeah! Yo, it's Victory Light, you know what I'm saying? We back in effect.
It's cold as a motherfucker, bro.
Oh, thank you, because my brain froze. That's why I couldn't say it on time. Yo, we are here. You're welcome, by the way, okay? Because we're here in person. We're not lazy. We didn't do the fucking Zoom windows, okay? We could have did that. We could have did Riverside FM, like your favorite podcasters be doing and all that. But we don't do that. We show up.
Yeah, that's right. We lead by example.
You feel me?
In the great kingdom of Mamdanistan.
You know what I'm saying?
All right. He outside shoveling snow in person, no hat on. What is that?
Right.
Why do like white people and white adjacent people just don't believe in hats?
No hats.
Like, it'd be 10 degrees outside.
No, covered.
They be outside with the Bond pompadour and shit.
Bruh.
Like,
just chilling.
What the fuck?
Like, you could tell he just got a haircut. That's what it was.
That's what it is. You know what I'm saying?
Trying to be seen.
He's like, yo, hold on.
He got it. Like,
I feel like the older you get, because I used to hate coats. I used to hate anything too much, bro. Gloves, scarves, all of this shit. The older you get, bro, your bones just start feeling shit way worse.
Hello. And I got arthritis in my knee.
Exactly. If you don't got your knees, I'm thinking you're fucking. This why you fucking me up. If you don't got your neck and your ears covered, bro,
I think he does it because he has a hairline and some people don't.
Oh!
Damn! Men with the long shot.
Damn, bro.
Really, men?
Really?
Damn, oh, no.
Really?
Oh, no.
Allah! Destroy him!
I don't know. Look, he's wearing a hat in this room right now.
Nah, I really am feeling Rainy Smith today. It looks fire.
Thanks, guys.
Okay, you know what I'm saying? We outside with it.
You bitch!
Courtesy of YOS Apparel, you know what I'm saying? My guy. Shout out to my boys out there, you know what I mean?
Joe Scott, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
Oh, man.
Yo, listen, the reason why y'all are lucky, not y'all are lucky, well, I mean, listen, we love y'all, but we showed up in person. We braved the storm. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? This is Victory Light. That's Rainy Ovaya. You know what I'm saying? The rap god, yap god, the god, the dawn of Yos. You know what I'm saying? And we got Liz Bella, he's the super bitch in New York City, La Matatana.
Yes, sir.
You understand me? We got Min Tran, Freaky Man in the building. God damn it. He's a producer of the year in the building. Hit him with this Chinese shit. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? And then we got, of course, Unk Nation. The emperor of Unk Nation. You know what I'm saying? The blank god. You know what I'm saying? Salt and Pepper Dawn. You know what I'm saying? The sexiest voice in radio. Mm. Until I got involved.
Hassan said. Now hold on. We're not gonna run past that. You just tried to take Hassan's crown.
That's crazy.
That's crazy work.
Wait. Hassan, hit him with the SpongeBob.
You what?
Yes.
You what?
Yo, speaking of this snowstorm, I wanna hear about how y'all dealing with this shit, because yo, I'm going through it.
Oh, tell us.
Yo, I've been fucking trying to fix a snowblower for like a week. I'm over here doing YouTube tutorial videos, yo. Ready to get ready to light me up because I got a snowblower. Yo, come on, man. I got bad shovels too, bro. I got shovels. I got kids. These kids don't want a shovel. They come outside, they shovel for 2 minutes and they start fighting. Hitting each other with the shovels.
So your kids don't do the Rainy, please come back.
Come back.
Oh, shit. He about to clap. He about to throw a fucking lad on your head, bro.
Yo, chill.
There we go. El diablo.
Yo, listen. Despite what Rainy may have you believe, snowblowers are affordable, okay? You can get one for very low price.
Very low price.
Well, did you guys see that?
Go on, Alibaba.
That Jim Jones has an electric shovel.
Oh, my fault, man. I'm sorry.
Yeah, he ain't have the headphones on. Forgive him. Don't strike him down.
I just wanted to quickly flag that. I don't know if you guys saw, but Jim Jones has an electric shovel that he was using.
Electric shovel?
What does that look like?
What does it do?
What does it do?
I like how we're all like, yo, what?
Yeah, how?
How does it? How do you make a shovel? It's electric.
for Harlem's premier, like, ON, that's the most, like, fatherly, like, Facebook post I've ever seen.
What?
Like, that's some shit your step-pop sent to the group chat.
100%.
It's like,
mira.
No, esto es una vaina moderna.
No, es una vaina eléctrica.
Esta usted no la tiene.
Oye, chequea los códigos.
Mira.
You know what I really don't like, bro? I don't fucking like when I see some shit that's mad cool, but I'm seeing it from somebody I don't really like.
Yeah.
Like, yo, this is what dude I know who stole from the entire east of fucking New York, and through him was that I found out that they make clear toasters. How you getting clear that much toasters? Money? Yes, you can watch your bread be toasted, bitch.
That's hard. Is that real?
Yeah,
that's
but real? It might have been a. So, fun fact, the clear aesthetic that we all remember fondly from the late 90s and early 2000s is actually in compliance with prison ordinances.
Really?
Yeah. Clear body aesthetic for all the tech that we all love from when we was kids, that's a prison thing. Because if they got you can't smuggle things. The idea is that you can't smuggle contraband in something.
That's why when you go to stadium and shit, they make you a clear bag and shit. You want to see Beyonce, nigga? You better bring a clear purse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I didn't take shit with me. I took a credit card and a blunt. Yeah. 9 blunts.
Yeah.
That's how you know, bro. If you're a smoker, you usually take your little joints to the concert, right? Bro, yeah. I was so locked in, me and my sister. This bitch rolled blunts like I have never like seen water. Before.
I already know.
We took 9 blunts for the entire day, and we smoked probably half of one. Because that's how locked in we was. I was like, yo, I'm already high, bro.
Yeah.
I'm good. This bitch singing in a different octave.
Yeah. Hey, it's better to have it and not need it
than to need it and not have it.
Come on now.
And that's why Unk posted the electric shovel.
You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know some things, but we know some things.
We don't know everything.
But we know some things.
Yeah.
I hope that dude is all right, man.
Yeah, shout out to you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
He's gonna end up like the on fleek guy, shorty.
Oh, my God.
We gonna drop merch and shit.
Yeah.
Nigga, you ain't gonna see a dime.
That motherfucker gonna be waiting for you outside your hotel, bro.
Yeah. Bing, just academics me from the back. Hey, yo. You know what I'm saying?
You what?
You know that got different meanings now, bro. You gotta be careful.
Yeah. We gotta chill out. But yeah, the snowstorm, it fucked me up, man. Like, you know, listen, I'm not gonna say snowblow again. I know it's a trigger for you, but I had the kids outside, bro, and wasn't nothing going, bro. It was just me and my bad back out there trying to make shit shake, and it's too much.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so your kids aren't the kind of kids that go out and be like, yo, let me shovel your driveway?
I'm not there. Today, these niggas call me in the morning. I'm fucking, it's 7 a.m. This nigga's calling me, yo, dad, can we go, yo, Carson got a snowblower. Can we throw it in the back of the truck and drive around the neighborhood and try to do people's driveways? I said, nigga, why don't you do your own fucking driveway, pussy?
Because you're not paying him. What do you mean?
What you mean?
What?
I'm not paying him.
No, you're not paying him.
They got amenities.
That's what the fuck you get when you're born from a rich father. That's what they didn't ask to be born, bitch.
That's exactly what the fuck you get.
$15?
Nah, Mero, I'm with you. You know how you get paid? In 3 Nintendo Switches.
Come on.
Stop playing with like...
Yo, you can say bitch. I'm not like you was winding up the bitch.
Yeah,
like,
nah. I was about to hit the...
Pussy all. You gotta hit the shit with the patois.
Yeah.
Pussy all.
Now, that's how you know I don't got kids. Because if you got 4 fucking PlayStations and 17 Nintendo Switches, what the fuck are you asking me for money?
Stop.
Hello?
Flip one of them shits, bro. Yeah. Go sell a brick of fat, nigga. I don't care.
Wow.
The fuck?
That's so crazy.
Get it. I got it, nigga.
Yeah.
Shit, you're welcome.
Yeah.
What's that? I have money, not you.
Yeah, I hit him with the shack. I'm rich.
What's that Danny Brown lyric? Who cares when the kids get grown? Better figure out what they gonna do.
Yeah.
Stop.
You know what I'm saying? Shit's crazy, bro. So, yeah, nah, I'm struggling. Y'all, man, listen. You got a super and shit. You got fucking Eugenio out there shoveling the snow and shit. You probably just come out your building prancing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Think it's the shit is salted, ready for you to cook.
I didn't, but all
right. Right. Shit, I was watching every step of my fucking way.
Yo, I shoveled my shit right out.
You were?
Yeah.
Oh, your super hook you and nah?
Nah, he probably bought some fent from your son.
Slumped.
He probably slumped in a crib looking like Chris Tucker at the end of Why Do Fools Fall in Love, like this. With the white eyes.
That's the dead president's life.
Yeah, the dead president's, yeah.
Yo, nah. He said, hey, mira.
la cosa tan
dura,
no tan fácil
la vaina.
Estamos en olla.
Estamos en olla.
We are in a caldero somehow.
We're in a pot.
Yeah.
That's one of my favorite Dominican sayings.
Estamos en olla. Estamos en olla. Yeah. Loco, no. Estamos en olla.
Yeah.
No, es que no se puede.
Yeah.
La cosa tan mala.
Yeah. I've never heard a Dominican say that things are good.
Word.
Not once, ever.
No, tú sabes.
Yeah.
That's the most you get. Bueno.
No, yeah. The most you get is, bueno, estamos vivos, gracias a Dios.
Gracias a Dios. Yeah. Thank God we alive.
Gracias a Dios. ¿Qué se puede hacer?
Yeah.
My pop's favorite shit is, yo, Bobby, how you doing? What's up? Aquí batallando.
Batallando.
I'm like, battling, nigga?
Yeah, what are you battling? What? Yeah.
What are you battling? Type 2 diabetes, I know that. But,
oh
like, other than that, like, what?
Jesus.
You on the beach, nigga? Yeah. Like, what? Like, yeah. I just see your toes. And what's that?
I can hear seagulls.
You feel me?
Over the phone.
Like, I can hear you gulping down a 22 ounce Heineken, bro. Like,
yeah.
Yo.
Hey, yo, come on. No.
Yeah.
My boss would have been like, hey, que espérate.
Yeah, but
¿cómo que gulping?
No, así tampoco.
¿Cómo? Yeah. No, así no se brega. No. No me menciones el fucking podcast que tú tienes ahí, coño. Si es para defamarme, coño.
Hablando mierda nada más, coño. Para eso fue que yo vine para este país.
Para tu hablar plepla, coño.
Plepla.
Oh, como man. Todo maniático, coño, psicópata.
Yeah. Uno, coño, que tiene un pájaro tatuado en su cabeza. Claro, coño,
que loco.
Eso la otra tiene un maldito un fucking nest.
Un tururú. Un tururú, un maldito pajón, coño.
Un maldito pajón, coño, que ni se peina. Ni se peina.
Que se ponga un derrizado.
Coño.
Yo. No, she go to the salon. And then they go, giving her the Chinese shit. Giving her the Chinese relaxer.
Yeah. Chinese relaxer.
Nah,
yeah.
I used to get the Brazilian joint. Well, they got me the Brazilian carotene treatment when we got a little bit of shmoney. Yeah. But before that, it was just the box joints. That shit, bro, that's why I'm fucking deep fried to this day.
Yo, hello. That's why I don't got a hairline. Because my sister used to experiment on my shit. Like, just fuck around. Just putting mad dark and lovely in my hair, like, just burning my... I'm like, yo, my shit... Is this shit supposed to burn?
Bro,
She's
supposed to do that.
Nigga, bro, why you mad pussy? It's working.
I sacrificed my hairline at the tender age of 24 years old so that I could walk around the halls of my high school looking like Sugar Free. All right?
Yo,
so,
yo.
Shout out to Sugar Free.
I don't care, bro. I and you know what? I do it again. Yep.
I do it again. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, nah, but yeah, listen. This snowstorm shit is whack, but we're here in person. You know what I'm saying? Because we care. You dig? And you know who does not care? Pharrell. Pharrell does not care. If you assign to him, if you are his partner, he's not happy. You know what I'm saying? You don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? Chad Hugo is suing him for unpaid royalties. Khalees got words. You know what I'm saying? This motherfucker done performed for the IDF fundraisers. You know what I'm saying?
Wait, Khalees got words for who?
Pharrell and the Neptunes.
Oh, okay.
Broadly.
But she was around that during that time, right? So yeah. She probably saw
shit
first.
I hate you so much right now.
Oh, I fucking love Khalees.
Yeah.
She's fire.
Shout out to Khalees. Shout out to men calling her Kellis. Listen, unpaid, Chad Hugo's suing him officially because they've been beefing for a little bit, not beefing, but like that little like simmering,
yeah,
kind of like, yo, I'm
like,
really
yo,
fuck with you.
Where's my money?
Yo, come on, bro,
where's my money?
You're a pussy,
where's my money?
Come on,
I'm building a case, where's my money?
yeah, and now
because you know, all that shit is showing up in the fucking
come on,
in the files.
Discovery,
yeah,
in discovery,
you know what I'm saying? So, official lawsuit is out there for unpaid royalties. Apparently Pharrell is not that great of a person. I said this before on the podcast. I thought Pharrell was the coolest guy in the world when in my mind the mixtape came out.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, damn, you disappointed me more and more. He did the Louis Vuitton shit and he popped out with like the baby fat looking coat.
Yeah.
With the bell bottoms. I'm like,
yeah.
Why are you dressed like my sister in like high school?
Yeah. Like, I mean, bro, Pharrell has always given me like lame that got cool energy.
Mm.
And I know this because I am the lame that got cool. You know? I know this because I live that life. You can't bullshit a bullshitter, bro.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
We see right through you.
You know what I'm saying? You see these? You think I got these Gore-Tex Vans because I like them? No, it's the style on you fucks.
Damn, I feel like for most of my life, I feel like Pharrell was a really good artist, a good person. You know, I did get him confused with the dude who used to hold Diddy's umbrella for like half of my life.
Oh shit, Farnsworth, bro.
Oh yeah. My god, wow. Damn.
I used to always get them confused.
That's wild.
That might be racially motivated. I don't know.
Not coming from the motherfuckers who called my hair Brillo pads.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Not taking it. I'm not taking it.
You gotta play that DJ Andoni's route.
Yeah.
Yo. But it's kind of sad though, because it's like, you know, like the Neptunes, Nerd, like that whole movement, like it made it cool to be different. You know what I'm saying? Because Pharrell was like skateboarding and like doing different shit, alternative.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Like the way they dressed was different too.
Right. You know what I'm saying? The trucker hats and all that shit. That shit was not like traditional hip hop wear. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
Skateboarding company t-shirts and shit like that. Like type of stuff.
They was wearing Quicksilver and shit.
Yeah. Independent trucks.
They was going. Listen, man.
Yo, and Pharrell couldn't skate. Remember, Pharrell can't skate? They put a t-shirt out that says Pharrell can't skate.
They would go to PacSun and spend bands, bro.
You know, niggas go to Gucci, be like, Jim Jones be in the Gucci store, like, yo, I'm drinking champagne in the Gucci store. We blowing a bag. Pharrell's at Zoomies.
Yeah.
Hot topic.
Pharrell,
Yellow Rat, that dirty bastard.
Yep. Yellow Rat, dirty freak, bitch.
You motherfucking bastard.
But I really do fucking hate. I hate seeing people who were really, really close fall out like that publicly. Yes. That shit is always.
It takes me back to like early Twitter, like flip phone Twitter, when Prodigy and Havoc were beefing, and Prodigy, rest in peace, Prodigy posted a picture of Havoc's meat on the internet, and I was like,
oh my god,
I was like, what the fuck?
Why?
Yes.
Why do you have that, Prodigy?
Why do you have that? Why did you take his phone?
As men, do you ever like send each other dick pics? Like, yo, bro, like you've known me for mad long. You want to see? Yo. I'm just saying, like, you gotta be like, yo, check this out, bro. What are your thoughts? You know?
Yo, that's crazy. That's like you sending your girl a picture of your titties. Like, yo, my shit's sitting right.
I mean,
yeah.
See, but I feel like women have way more, like, are given way more grace in society to do shit like that.
Who set that system up?
Here's the thing. Exactly.
You're the one who don't want to send your homie. Why you can't send your homie a dick pic? You
wow,
don't
that's do crazy. That. A dick pic is crazy.
Listen,
a fit pic.
As a homie smoocher, right? I understand. Listen, there is merit to sending a picture of your longjonicus to somebody who is not interested in it.
Okay, I can see that.
To get subjective, hey man, what do you think of length, girth to vein ratio? Do you feel like this is an adequate representation of my male physique? How would you, if as someone who's not interested in this particular demographic of genitalia, how would you, what are your thoughts, what are your opinions?
Yo.
You what?
Bro, I'm just imagining like, hey, cause we from the Bronx.
Yeah.
I'm just imagining like eight niggas in silkies like standing around like, yo.
Nah, get a different angle.
How my shit looking though?
Your
hold
shit
on.
Ashy?
Nah, yeah, bro.
I got oils.
Nah, yo,
now
bro.
You see?
What you gotta do is
I got essential oils,
bro,
on my shit.
Listen, bro. You gotta turn the flash off.
Yeah.
Word. You gotta turn the flash off.
That's why I got glare on my foreskin.
And look at Jose's shit. Jose, show him your shit. His shit.
Oh.
He got his feet in the pic, bro.
Yeah, that shit
that's tough.
That's not tough.
That's
you gotta hit it from a different angle.
If you got your feet, if you be going to get pedicurials and shit, then you could do that.
That's what I'm saying.
But if your sister's looking like Nagasaki,
crazy,
then you can't include it.
Nah,
in the
that's pic. Crazy. You know what I was thinking though? I was like, yo, shorty, no, I'm a size 15 shoe. You know what I mean? So I was like, boom, if I put my foot there, you know
bro,
what I mean?
Nah, bro.
She gonna be like, yo, this nigga, nah, man,
it's
crazy.
Too far away. It's too far away.
Being in a group of men and looking at pictures of each other's meat, or actually just whipping it out.
The pictures for sure,
right? Because you're like, it's like observing.
Yeah, because the whip it out is just like, all right, the tocolangana. Yeah, oh shit.
The intrusive thoughts won.
Impulsive. Yeah. But if y'all sitting around deconstructing, like, yo, you got a little piece of lint, you got to delete that one, take it over.
Yeah. Take it over.
Now you're having a pop. You're having a pot. That's what we're doing. Yeah. We're having a podcast about dick pics.
Yeah. Yo, that's wild.
We're gay.
That's right.
We're gay as fuck.
Yo, that's all right, man. That's insane.
Good. Yeah, listen, but I mean, I'm not going to say, but I do believe that, you know, there's a, but you said it, like, it's, you know, this is our fault. This is a prison of our own making.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? The reason that you can send your girl a picture of your nipple and be like, yo, my shit look good, and I can't, is because of us. You know what I'm saying? Because of men, toxic masculinity. You never see two girls being like, yo, my son on my pussy, look.
Like, wow.
I
didn't need the reenactment, is what I'm saying.
Yeah. I saw a pussy. That was crazy.
Yeah, I feel like when you opened the leg,
you lifted your leg, and I was like, oh, shit.
Something happened.
Yeah, hit the yayo.
Yo, we're going to get so fucking demonetized.
No, we're not. It's on Patreon, baby.
Yeah, baby.
You got.
Not this portion. This portion is free, but for paying subscribers, they should go to our Patreon. Patreon.com/VictoryLight.
That's absolutely correct, man. Patreon.com/VictoryLight, where you can get bonus content, get your questions answered, incredible material.
That's right. Do you guys enjoy the episodes on YouTube? Well, look no further, because on patreon.com/victorylight, you can get so much more, including the rest of this exact same episode, and no ads from Imperial Interests. And also, you won't have to deal with Mero being interrupted in the middle of a joke by an ad for Provasic. So join us on patreon.com/victorylight. That's patreon.com/victorylight. VictoryLight is not responsible for any sort of...
and super duper mega shout. We had a good first week. Super duper mega shout out to everybody that subscribed already. We see you. We love you. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to go in there and fucking leave nasty, dirty comments. You know? I was going to say sexual in nature. We're not doing that.
We're not doing that. Is somebody in this room?
No, we're not doing that.
That's leaving freaky comments on the Patreon.
It's at least three niggas in this room right now. Yo, stop. Yo, okay. So, that being said, by our illustrious leader, you know what I'm saying, Supreme Leader Mint, who happens to be Asian.
Hold on. Why you call him Supreme Leader?
Because, you know.
Why you call him that? Because he Asian, he got to be Supreme Leader.
Yo, listen, if I would have said, ain't nothing I could have said there.
I used to run down to the store every Thursday.
Yo, hold on.
When I was a kid.
Hold on, bro, hold on. There's a picture, I'm sorry. A quick tangent. There's a picture of us, like, on set, and Min is, like, fixing something over here, and it's the back of his head, and somebody was like, yo, what the heck? Kim Jong in the studio.
No, bro.
Because I think Min's hair got like a little long in the back.
Stop.
So, and it was flat up top.
Nah,
so his shoulders
were
mad big. And I was like, damn, bro. Y'all didn't have to do my man's like that.
Don't do my man's. Not too much on my man, Min.
Not too much on Supreme. I mean, on my man's.
Yo, easy.
Y'all got to relax before we give y'all the Chinese shit.
For real. You know what I'm saying?
I'm choosing peace for now.
Yo.
Crazy.
But the Asian Dominican lines are blurry, y'all. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if it's just our algorithm and now folds listening to us. But we are getting a lot of Dembo, a lot of Nissans, a lot of wah, wah, wah.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? From the Asian community. I, for one, fuck with it. You know what I'm saying? I'm a fan. I'm a fan of anybody that's a fan of Dominican culture. Unless you're a piece of shit.
Or DJ Khaled.
But
that is a piece of shit.
Right, exactly. You know, broad.
I mean, it comes everything. They always been around, bro. You ever had Dominican chofang?
Oh.
Yeah, very true.
Oh, yeah. God. Incredible, bro. That shit is amazing.
I remember going to DR, and when I was a kid, I used to see them. They got their own shop. They got their own supermarket and everything.
I used to see them like it was fucking Sasquatch. Like,
no, bro. What do you mean? You go to DR, you know what you about to see, bro. And out of nowhere, like, I grew up in Brooklyn, East New York. All we had the Chinese spots, and they used to fuck with us, but they didn't really fuck with us. You know, they used to serve us, but they didn't really fuck with us.
They didn't really bang with you like that.
Yeah, that we go to DR and then these motherfuckers love us. They mad friendly.
Okay.
Like they talk better Spanish than me. I'm like, oh shit. This is cool as fuck. And I remember, this is how fucked up the American mind is. I thought that they just existed in one specific place. I remember going into the R, and when I went into the spot with Pops, I remember thinking they were going to talk to me like how they did in New York.
Yeah, yeah.
And when they started talking to me in Spanish, I wish I would have had a camera on my face. It was like, oh shit, that's cool as fuck.
So you thought Asians in DR had like an Asian settlement situation? Like you thought there was all it was?
Like a reservation?
Yeah.
Listen to me, man. I don't know what was wrong with my mind. Don't ask me questions about my dumbass youth, okay? I used to think, I think I've said this before, I used to think the fucking numbers on an apartment door, you would be able to call them.
No.
Yes. When I was like 5 years old.
Oh,
when
you, 5 years old. Okay.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
What you thought I was 15? Bitch?
I was about to say. Like, yo, when I was a junior in college.
Yeah. Yeah.
No.
Get homesick, I would dial 3A. That's and nothing happened. I don't know.
I used to be so mad. I used to be like, yo, I'm gonna remember that house number. It's like 319. I bet. Say less. When I get home, I'ma dial. And I'm like, damn, they probably not home.
Yeah. They not home is crazy.
So stupid.
I'm missing four more digits on this motherfucker.
Amazing.
Bro. Yo, so they out here, man. They doing their thing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to all my Asians being Dominican. You know what I'm saying? We love y'all. You know what I'm saying? Right. Please continue. Please don't be a Paul P. Be a wah wah wah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Did you guys see the video in question? The one that's been getting a lot of traction.
He looked like a rainbow mannequin.
Yes,
like he looked like a mannequin from Conway.
But straight up,
like with the deep.
Picture.
He got the he got the T-Mobile salesman jeans.
Whoa,
you know what I'm saying? In
the
front jeggings, of the Nissan, going crazy,
the
bro.
Levanta Pompey jeans.
Yeah. Straight out he got the Colombian brick fucking tights on. Amazing.
With no back pockets?
Yeah. No pockets whatsoever.
Business and jeggings hitting that dance, boy. You know what I'm saying? Get ready. They're wearing gang beans, you know what I'm saying? And speaking of gang beans, Fetty Wap is home. You know what I'm saying? Mm. Fetty Wap is home. Max B came home and Fetty Wap came home in the same year. The world, hip hop is healing.
Yes.
I was going to say the world is healing. It's not. Hip hop is healing. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to him.
What he went to jail for?
Liquid cocaine.
Wait,
no, not liquid cocaine. I'm lying. It was drug related. That was John Forte that went to jail. Rest in peace, John Forte. He went to jail for liquid cocaine. He literally had like a brief. This is like some movie shit. I'm like, how do you liquidate cocaine? How do you make cocaine into a liquid?
I guess you just. Never mind.
Also, there's rules. Like, you can't bring a certain amount of like liquid.
You think a motherfucker making liquid cocaine is following the rules? What?
Yo, my bad. Yeah, that was very.
Bro, Walter White did that shit, man.
Yo, it's so great. This nigga just put in like little TSA approved bottles of liquid cocaine.
Yeah.
That's it. His toiletry bag is nuts.
Yo, was charged with one account of conspiracy to distribute and possess controlled substances.
Controlled substances. So it wasn't. Damn. It might not have been cocaine. It could have been something else. Hmm. But it was a controlled substance. But Fetty Wap is home now. You know what I'm saying? And I feel like it kicked off the 2016 trend. I'm just saying. Because it harkens back to a time where you just turn the radio on and just hear.
That was a really fun time.
That was a great time.
That was great. I don't know what song it is, but it's one that he starts with like 17. And it's the wildest run I've ever heard in my life. And I'm like, to this day, I don't know what song that was.
Bruh.
Chat, y'all held me down with Crank 2 and the Chinese shit.
Yeah.
I need y'all to hold me down with whatever that song
Please.
Is.
Was it Trap Queen?
No. It's another.
Was it 679?
Is it Trap? No. It's
no.
A double
was it My Way?
Damn.
I don't know at
this
point.
It's a lot of songs.
It's a lot of songs, man.
My vocal stem for the longest time, it's ADHD, holla. My vocal stem for the longest time was, don't worry about my niggas, because I got them.
Yeah. Nah, you know what my vocal stem is now? You know Dax, the rapper?
Yeah.
They've been making TikToks of him, like he put out another song, and there's a certain part in the song. I even let you meet my dad.
I know that.
I even let you meet my dad.
Yep.
What? Yo, what?
Oh, man. Oh, my God. I got to find the lyrics.
Let you be my
dad. Oh, yeah, man.
That's crazy. Nah. Don't worry about my nigga. God, I got him. This is how you know people who was washed and who wasn't washed, because 2016 was 10 years ago. That's a decade. So a lot of people is like posting pictures like, yo, this is when I was popping. And a lot of people is posting pictures like, yo, look at my glow up.
Hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Which was y'all?
Shit, I don't remember what I was doing in 2016, bro. I know that there was, yeah. I know Lemonade Drop, that was fun. Shit.
Wait, what was it? What camp were we in? Of what?
So there's two camps of people posting in 2016 pics. It's like, yo, this is, yo, look at the glow up 2026.
Oh, I see.
I done glowed up. Or yo, 2016, I was peaked.
I didn't exist before this podcast, so I don't know.
Yo, y'all gonna tweak out when we find out me and Liz made Rainey in the lab.
Yeah, yeah,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And we like, yo, put a tattoo on his head.
Yeah, that's gonna really gonna fuck him up.
Yeah, they're gonna fuck him all the way up.
Nah, in 2016, I was baking. I was still baking. That was my profession.
Hmm. Oh, shit, okay.
So I was in a crib.
I thought you said, fried.
Listen, I thought she meant something way different.
I thought she meant like I was baking. Like I am,
like say it though. Like bacon, bitch.
Like bacon, like a strip of bacon. I was like, what is that? What is she? Like,
Lesbel was physical bacon.
Like just a
before she transcended into human.
She's like, I was a zygote as a pack of bacon. Like, what?
Yo. In the pack of bacon, I knew that I was destined for more.
It's like you got reincarnated.
That's when I self-actualized.
Yo. So no, you was also baking pastries. Okay.
Yeah, I used to make a lot. And it's funny, I still have people hit me up like, yo, you still making cheesecakes? No, twin. Sorry.
Sorry. Yo, that Tres Leches was banging.
No,
though.
I know. I'm very good at what I do. And that's not even to I'm just yeah. I told you, look at the arms, bro. I don't be fucking around.
Yo. Yo, stop.
I know what I'm doing, man. Yo, I'm telling you. Trust me.
Yeah, yeah. Lizbel, like, listen, man. Elbows like Lizbel's are not. They're not. They are not a dime a dozen, bro.
Dude, come on.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm. It's like picking up a fucking, like opening up a loot box and you get a legendary item.
That's legendary elbows, bro. That's the name of the episode.
Legendary elbows.
You know what I'm saying? That's the name of the episode right there.
Yo.
I found the lyrics, by the way. It was how could you do that shit? Was I really that bad? I even let you meet my dad.
Yes. Yeah. We need more music like that.
Oh my God.
Oh shit.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Would you here's a random question, it has nothing to do with anything. Would y'all let a friend, like let's say you in a relationship, would you let a friend of your partner stay at your crib? Like, yo, they not necessarily down bad, but like, yo, like I'm lonely. I just want somewhere to be.
Fuck no. You just lonely? I'm already annoyed that somebody else is with me. I be needing silence, bro. You telling me you lonely? Now, if you down bad, I understand that's different. You need a place to crash. You need to be safe. Yeah. All right, I got you. Right. But you lonely, bitch? Go to the library.
Go to the library.
Like, what the fuck? Oh, I'm like, I just don't want to be snowed in by myself. Shut your bitch ass up, man.
That shit is amazing.
Ubicate, bro. What the fuck?
Ponte la fucking pila, bro. Yeah. Find something to do. People who can't be alone terrify me. They terrify me in ways. Yo. Like Blueface is one of them. Blueface always got to be with somebody, or he's like always on the phone with somebody.
Weird.
And I know a lot of women like that too, but that shit is terrifying, bro.
What happens?
Can't even be alone with your own thoughts.
That's too wild. I get mad because like I'll invite people over, and not that I'm like antisocial or nothing like that, but I'm like, yo, can we get like a day? Like, I don't know about y'all, but if I get like a quote unquote chill day where I don't got to do nothing.
Yeah,
I can start getting smacked. I can continuously just be getting smacked playing video games, like just like fucking Herkel Durkel around the crib. Like,
yeah, it's leisure. You do regular dumb shit that you can't do when you're mad busy.
Bro, you feel me? I'm like, I love that.
Bro, a nothing day for me is like just flinging lightning at people in Skyrim. I just flinging lightning, bro.
Go smoke hell, fling some lightning.
Yeah, but I guess I see the difference in like you and Heather, because you work in radio, you work with people, you work talking to people.
True.
By the time you get home, you're just like, all right, I need silence.
Yo, like, peace and quiet.
Yeah, I literally need to just chill. And then Heather is probably, you know, she works, she's be with the children. So when she get home, it's, she get a free day. It's like, all right, now I can hang out with my friends.
Yeah. Yeah. Even though, around adults.
Right. You know? Yeah, yeah. Even though you want silence. But this is why I always say, I want separate houses.
Yeah. No, that's crazy.
I want a house with a bridge that connects with a lock, though.
Listen, but let me. Damn, I was going to say.
Get his words together.
Yeah. I was like, let me choose my words carefully. Man, I was like, yo, listen, this is going to sound bad, but it's not. I promise. After the kids is in school, what the fuck do you be doing, my nigga, till like 3 o'clock?
Oh.
Probably you, other shit that got to do day. With the kids. Don't you be making fucking French
yo,
toast?
Yo, Miss got mad serious. She's like, nigga, I'll fuck.
Bro, who you think washing the clothes, cleaning up after them dusty ass kids?
Yeah.
She
yeah.
probably do get like a little hour or two of leisure and just, you know, of chilling. But for you to be a homemaker, you at home and then you looking at, you looking after four children.
Yeah.
You know how messy hey, kids are, bro?
Hey, bro, you think when your kids go to school in the morning, you think they leave a house? Clean?
Mm-hmm.
Huh?
I mean...
Hey. You ever notice how every time you go to piss in the sink, it don't have the piss in it from the time before?
Mm-hmm.
How does he know?
Huh? Huh? Hey, look at me when I'm talking.
My fault.
Huh? Fuck is wrong with you,
my
man?
My fault, OG.
Fuck is the matter with you, man? That is your wife. Don't worry about what the fuck she be doing till 3 o'clock.
Okay.
She
gave birth to them four bitch-ass kids.
Hey, matter of fact, all the things she be doing till 3 o'clock is the reason you even asked that question, motherfucker.
Damn.
Speaking of people who don't look after their children.
Man, to save the day.
Have you guys seen that Kanye took some time and took a full page out of the Wall Street Journal to apologize to everybody?
Yes, my God.
Wow.
Yeah, in the Washington Post.
The Wall Street Journal.
Oh, Wall Street Journal. Yeah, Wall Street Journal, which is like, you gotta pay some guava to get a whole page in the Wall Street Journal,
yeah.
bro.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And he was just like, yo, I'm sorry, black people. I'm sorry, I'm not anti-Semitic. I love Jewish people, which is like, yo, when he said that, when I read that line, I was like, all right, my nigga, like, come on. Like, you could live that out.
Yeah.
I love Jewish people. Ding. But to me, I don't like how it smell. I don't know. I'm not ready to cast judgment.
Nah, man,
it smells like album rollout.
I'm in a tough spot with it because I feel like Kanye went undiagnosed for so long, like BPD, and like people think that shit is jokes. Like, people think that shit is a game, and that shit is crippling.
Definitely not.
And it's crippling to the average person.
Dog.
So imagine having BPD and being in Kanye's position, where where it's all eyes on you all the time anyway, even if you wasn't mentally ill. You know what I'm saying? It's like, it's not an excuse. I hate when people. My thing is like, when people go the whole "that's not an excuse" route, excuses, it's like they're using the word excuse interchangeably with the word reason.
Mm.
And it's like, excuses are not reasons. The reason is the reason. And it's like, the reason, sometimes I feel like on the one hand, yes, he's a grown ass man. It's his responsibility to take care of his mental health. But at the same time, he's a black man navigating a system that has historically disenfranchised him and people like him for the entirety of this nation's existence and before.
In particular.
And mental health, on top of being a man, on top of being a black person. And people think that, oh, he famous, he could take that, he can handle that, whatever. Or it may smell like album rollout for real, but I think that there's also a part of it too where it's like, yo, like, there is a mental health crisis in this country. And I think Kanye is a startling fucking example of how it can go very, very wrong in a culture that is obsessed with fame and attention.
Yo.
Attention and attention on that scale
and being late.
And BPD on that scale do not fucking mix well, bro. You know what I'm saying? So I think that part of it is maybe being left out a little bit by people.
He also mentioned in the like apology, he was like, yo, when I had the accident that resulted in Through the Wire, you know what I'm saying, one of his biggest hits, which he got no money from, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
Like, he got no royalties from that shit.
I don't think he cleared the sample.
So there was a video that came out of Homie that did the song, and he's like, yeah, Kanye called me up and said, you know, want to use the song in the sample. I said, okay, 50-50 sounds like a good split. And then we had Cynthia who did the vocals, and she said, no money at all. And you know, Kanye got no money from that, so it's a good song. I would give him, I thought 50-50 was fair, but Cynthia didn't want to do it.
So you're telling me why women yet again?
God damn it! Damn!
I'm trying to tell y'all, season one, episode one. We have 162.
She went back and look at the transcripts. She was like,
hold on.
Shit, before the pod, you can find that shit on my page, 2016.
Yeah. So that's what you was doing.
Yeah.
2016. There you go, bang. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But yeah, no. So he said in the apology, he was like, yo, this is a result of the head trauma that I, you know, incurred, received, whatever, in that accident. He's like, it was not taken care of properly, and it did like irreparable damage to my brain or whatever. So he had a traumatic brain injury, TBI, for those of y'all who are in the medical field.
Yeah. Honestly, I don't think it's an album rollout. I think he might just be a little bit mentally healthier, because think about it, before he was still releasing music.
Yeah.
While he dropped a song titled Mustache Man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And that's another thing. Like, two things can be true at once. He could be on like an apology tour on some, like, yo, wait, I'm coming down, I'm finally like medicated or figuring shit out. And then also, like, yo, the people who you hurt don't have to forgive you. Yeah. Even if it was that bad, you know, because look at these motherfuckers. They still blasting that mustache song. Mm-hmm. Can't say the name, but they still, you know, like those songs and the shit that he pushed in that moment.
Yeah.
They're still using that shit to this day. So it's like, unfortunately, is this some shit where people like, man, fuck you.
You can't erase that song from existing for him.
And that's the bad part. But because were in a space where you just like, damn, I'm fucked up, estoy malo de la mente, and now you're tracing back and you're seeing all the fucking damage that you've done.
Yeah. Ooh, I mean, you reap what you sow, right? You reap what you sow, but it's different from like me doing my man's wrong on the block because a play went wrong. That's different from Kanye releasing a song literally titled HH, you know what I'm saying?
It's crazy.
And it's like, you know, it's like there's levels to it. And yeah, for sure, people don't gotta forgive him. But I think that remorse and atonement are not supposed to be easy.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? So like, especially the bigger the scale, that shit not supposed to be easy. It's not as easy as, oh, I'm sorry, and then it's over with. Like, you know, and unfortunately, I mean, rightfully so, to a lot of people, this shit not gonna be enough. And to a lot of people also, this is just like the bare minimum. I don't give a fuck how much a page in a Wall Street Journal costs.
Yeah.
Like, you fucked up, bro.
Yeah.
You fucked up because you got these dweebs who should have been stuffed in lockers ages ago. Like I've been said, or people was frying me for it online, whatever. I said what I said. What you gonna do, pussy? So like I said, right? The dweebs that should have been stuffed in lockers stayed in their home in front of a camera, amassing an audience of other dweebs like them. And then, unfortunately, Kanye did some dweeby shit and championed that fucking energy. And now I think he's seeing the repercussions of it. I think that he's like, damn. I feel like he's having a reflection moment. What happened to the guy that said George Bush don't care about black people?
Yeah.
Like, what happened to that guy? You know what I'm saying? Like, now it's like, damn, I got the gay Mexican bottom cosplaying as a white nationalist next to the Sudanese Muslim clan hood. Like, this is not
what?
I think he's having a moment of genuine, like, this is just speculation. I don't know the man, but I think he's having a genuine moment of like, nah, man, I feel like I fucked up. Like, this was not what I was supposed to change. Like, this is not who
it's
I
like
am.
When you make some shit at home in the kitchen and you're like, yo, this shit is delicious. And then you look around and you're like, oh shit, I made a fucking mess.
Yeah. And I know what that's
shit,
like, bro.
I gotta clean this shit up.
And I know what that's like. I know what it's like to, when you feel like the whole world is against you, I know what it's like to double down. Cause it's like, bro, if I'm the villain anyway, fuck you then.
Yeah, I feel like that's what Nicki's going through right now. Like, there's some people, and I feel like that happens when you're not in a good emotional state. You know, like when you receive too much criticism, you'd be like, all right, so fuck all of y'all then.
Yeah.
Instead of kind of being like, damn, maybe let me put my guard down. They might be right about what they're talking about. Instead, it's just like, nah, you know what? Yeah. I'm gonna do the fucking Nazi salute now because you pissing me off.
Yeah, fuck y'all.
And because it's like, I'm, you know, there's no winning with some people. And like, I think a lot of people can't handle the fact that everybody's not going to like them. I can't handle that shit sometimes. That's why I log the fuck off. I have a desperate need for everybody to like me all the time. And yeah. I need to work through that shit. That's why your boy's sober. 3 weeks now, baby. Yeah. Let's go. Yeah. Fuck out of here. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out to my boy.
Let's get it.
Yeah. I love that.
You know what I'm saying?
You know, I feel like I could help a little bit in that aspect because since I was young, bro, one of the things that my brother says this shit all the time, like, yo, you don't have a problem with being disliked, right? Like, there's just something naturally that comes off that's just like, whether you like this message or not, whether you like me or not, I'm going to exist. Mm-hmm. I'm going to be here. To me, it's like, I don't mind when people don't like me because I don't like people. Mm. Like, there's just some people. Yeah. I'm not trying to be funny. I'm dead ass.
No, there's
just some characteristic traits where you meet somebody and you're just like, oh, nah, we don't mesh at all. Yeah. You know? And that's okay when it's just like, I know I'm not for everybody and everybody's not for me.
Yeah.
True. And I feel like the earlier you learn that, the better your life will be because when we want to be liked, and this is, I know this because I try to, I go through my own struggles of like, fuck, bro, am I wrong? You know, like sometimes you start to question yourself.
Am I the asshole?
Yeah, am I the asshole? Am I wrong? Am I doing too much? But sometimes you got to sit with yourself and say, yo, when you are the kind of person who speaks truth to power, or you just a kind of fucking person who doesn't sit with the bullshit is what I'm trying to say.
Right.
You know, like there's some people who just be like, all right, there's a dildo in the middle of the fucking table. Let's not talk about the dildo. Let's just talk about Meryl's black hat because that's what makes me comfortable.
Yeah.
When you are that kind of person, you could have any kind of conversation. But when I say, yo, Rainey, what about the fucking dildo on the table, bro? Who brought that in? Some people not gonna like you because you're just addressing the elephant in the room.
Right there, it's right there. I got an acquaintance.
You what? Yes.
I don't know why I couldn't find another reference, but you get what I'm trying to say.
100%. I literally had this discussion with an acquaintance of mine where I was just like, I don't really hang out in the neighborhood where I live because I'm like, I can't really relate to y'all. You know what I'm saying? Like we grew up different, like, you know, et cetera, et cetera. Y'all don't do the same things I do. Y'all don't listen to the same type of music I do.
Yeah, like, I was selling dimes on East Tremont. You have been defrauding the construction industry.
Do you feel me?
You know? So
different, like,
you,
crime.
Yeah,
different,
like, you know what I mean? We've been doing different type of crime. Like, you know what I'm saying? You've been doing, like, fake white collar crime. Like, I'm out here in the trenches.
Yeah.
So, but then, so I'm talking to this person, and they're like, so what I tell them is, yo, you have this ability, which I think is a disability, honestly, to hang out with people and just to not fuck up the vibe, just eat shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's
like,
crazy.
And just not eat, like, not literally eat shit, but just like hear some shit that's offensive to you or to your people, your family, whatever, and just let it fly. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And not be like, yo, hold on. What the fuck you mean?
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what? Cause then, oh, you gonna fuck with the vibes, and we gonna have a bad time.
I'm a professional vibe fucker upper.
That's what
I'm
saying.
Care.
I'm like, I don't give a fuck.
I mean, like, I don't like to sit with discomfort in myself, and especially if I know that, like, if it's just some bullshit, I'll let it fly. But if you're telling me that black people shouldn't exist in this country, or that they're the most violent, like, if you're saying some shit that's just not fucking factual, or is just absolutely crazy, it's like, what am I gonna sit here and what are we entertaining? Like, the relationship doesn't matter to me.
Right. I mean, guys. Let's not put that shit on me either. That's not what the fuck I said.
No, that's not what I was talking about.
We
are so far removed from that conversation. Yeah, no. We took this shit somewhere else.
No,
this is completely off topic from Rainey's situation because I think Rainey does a great job. I don't feel like he's like that at all.
Nah.
I come in on a snow day, bro. My feet cold, my hands is frozen. Yo, and you gonna treat me like this?
Yo, give us some high hands, bro.
You know what I'm saying, man? Yo, here you go.
What's
here you go, buddy.
Oh, you got one?
Oh, yeah. Give him a pouch. Give him a pouch. Get two of them things.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? One in each pocket.
You know what I mean?
This shit gonna piss me off. I ain't even gonna hold you. Why? Because I don't like when. It's
you don't
just
like holding
it's,
things?
No, it's like fucking with my body temperature because my feet still cold. But then this
you know
is
what you do?
Oh, you want something for your shoe? You want something for your feet?
Nah, stop recommending shit.
Hey, yo, there you go.
Yo,
put some shit in the front for your toes.
Yo, if you put it, no, dead ass though. If you put those in your
toes
in your toes right, box or your foot, woo,
answer for it,
baby. amazing. You know what I'm saying?
My bad, we got off track.
Nah, because we y'all just talking about Frozen. Wow, this is terrible. Ice is running amok in Minnesota. We know what's going on there. They are fucking damn, son. What a transition.
Damn, son.
Yo, listen, but fuck Ice first and foremost. You know what I'm saying? Like Jay-Z said at the end of the Kanye album. First off, fuck you, Kanye. First off, fuck Ice. You know what I'm saying? We don't abolish Ice. That's where we stand. I'm just saying. I'll speak because I know y'all feel this way, so I can say this. I'm speaking for everybody in this room. Fuck Ice. Abolish Ice. You know what I'm saying? Don't need it. Don't want it. Get it out of here. They're going crazy. It's literally just Trump's secret police running around Minnesota, rounding up people of color. It's the motherfucking KKK. It's the slave patrol, whatever you want to call it. It's the Gestapo. It's not real law enforcement.
Yeah, you got unprofessional, untrained
bozos,
Nazis with their fucking face covered,
100%,
getting off they fucking American patriotism. We need oil, fucking fantasy. This is not fucking Call of Duty.
Nah, it's not, motherfucker. Because Call of Duty is actually fun, and this shit is fucking lame. And y'all, listen. First of all, rest in peace to Renee Good. Rest in peace to Alex Pretty, both murdered by the state. Let's be real, because a lot of I see a lot of headlines and a lot of shit that be like, oh, a shooting occurred, the firearms were discharged. Nah, y'all assassinated American people,
yeah,
citizens. You know what I'm saying? And like Neontae said, hey, they booming white people in the face.
Yeah,
get a stick, read a book. Shit's about to get biblical. Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, you know what I'm saying? And
rest in peace to Keith Porter as well.
Keith Porter as well, yes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, who is being left out of the conversation a lot.
Facts.
A lot of tweets and a lot of posts I've been seeing have been like, yo, rest in peace to Renee Good and rest in peace. And like, yes, like for sure, like let's not make this a whataboutism issue, but the erasure of black victims of state sanctioned violence and murder is a playbook as old as fucking Constitution.
Divide and conquer.
Just the fact that it's like happening this exactly the way black people, black women specifically, have said for centuries at this point, that like, hey, you guys keep ignoring state sanctioned violence against black people. You guys keep ignoring the murder of black women by police. It's going to trickle down and it's going to come to you.
Uh-huh.
And it's going to happen to you. And it's going to happen to everybody. If we stay quiet about this just because, oh, well, that ain't me, them problems ain't my problems.
Exactly.
Like, nah, it's a human issue, bro. It's always been a human issue. But, you know, people be more racist than they be for human beings.
Facts.
Yeah.
And Kev on stage, shout out to Kev on stage.
Word.
Hilarious. Super, super intelligent dude. Had a very good take, you know what I'm saying, about like this whole kind of like the whole situation and like the word people using the word woke or stay woke, you know what I'm saying, and like how it got bastardized into like this weird slur, when in reality it's just been black people of color just being having to keep their head on a swivel, because you never know, like you could fall victim to the state at any point. It's not now, 2026, since the fucking inception of this motherfucking country. So that's been an issue for us, you know what I'm saying? But for now, white people is feeling it. And they're like, oh my God. Mm. Oh my God. SNL did a skit on it. Mm-hmm. When they had the white dude reporter, and then they had Kenan Thompson. And who's the guest?
Tiana Taylor.
It was Tiana Taylor and Kenan Thompson as the news anchors. And then they had a white news anchor being like talking about the situation in Minnesota. Be like, this isn't the America I know. And they were like,
Shit.
What the fuck?
Yeah.
How you spell America? Mine got 3 K's in it.
Yeah, like this is precisely the America I know.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
So
that is going on, and it's disgusting. You know what I'm saying? And if you fix your face to say anything other than, yo, these people were murdered, you're a piece of shit. Straight up and down, B. You know what I'm saying? If you like, yo, if you just listen to law enforcement, if you don't interfere, you're a coward. You're a fucking coward, my nigga. You pussy, bro. Like, I can't subscribe to that type of shit just because of my bloodline. You know what I'm saying? Just because of who my pops is, who my uncles are, who my mother is, who my family is. You know what I'm saying? Like, they did not like the occupation of the Dominican Republic after Juan Bosch got elected. And they was like, get the fuck out of our country.
Mm-hmm.
We do not want y'all here. Get the fuck out. You know what I'm saying? And that's that. And anytime I see some shit like this, and listen, empires typically last around 250 years.
Yeah.
And guess who just turned 250 years old?
Yes.
The good old US of A.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, man. I mean, to the DR thing, since we're all Dominican in this room.
You what?
That's hard,
yeah. No, but since we're all Dominican in this room, I think, like, how do I put this? My grandmother, my dark-skinned grandmother did not survive a racist, totalitarian dictatorship in DR for me to be a bootlicker.
Yes. You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying? Like, my grandparents did not survive Trujillo for me to be talking about, well, if you just comply. Like,
right.
What?
And it's a lot of, and it's a lot of folks out there, unfortunately, that come from that same lineage in our community.
Yep.
Dominicans themselves.
Yep.
Nasty.
All
Papa Trump niggas, man. Y'all dick eaters, bro.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
And Dominican men like to be like, yo, we're the very strong macho men. Like, bro.
Submissive.
Submissive as fuck, submissive, bro. Bending over, spreading your cheeks for this nigga,
man. And y'all, listen, y'all over there, don't tell me shit about being fucking, no, macho de hombre. Macho de hombre wouldn't be calling 6ix9ine Príncipe right. when he fucking show up in the country.
Come on, bro.
No, fuck.
Yo,
the fuck
shit,
out of here.
That shit warrants a different level of disgust for me when I'm looking at somebody who's just like us, whose parents came from the same country that mm-hmm. my parents came from, and you come over here and you start talking shit about illegal citizens, bro.
Bruh.
Ask your fucking mother how she got here.
Hello.
She was pregnant with your bitch ass when she crossed the border.
Uh-huh.
And then you come over here, you get a blue passport, and now you think you're better than everybody?
Yeah.
Oh, I saw some dude, Salvadorian dude with a MAGA hat on, and they was like, yo, your parents are Salvadorian. Why? So, like, what are you doing? And he was like, I don't care. Like, they should have been deported when they first got here because they did it illegally. So it's like, even the logic doesn't make sense.
Bruh.
Like, this is why I didn't interrupt you when you said abolish ICE, because what I really think should happen should not be said.
Well, it should. But we don't want to end up in a database.
Shit, they got us a long time ago.
Yeah.
You say one thing and they got you. But I think it's very disappointing because we said this a few episodes ago where people don't think that what they do or what they talk about matters enough.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like they'd be like, oh, who gives a fuck? Like, I'm going to just vote for this person and I'm gonna take their entire personality and fucking love them to death. And who cares? What's gonna happen? What's the worst that's gonna happen? Look at how many people have died just in ICE custody.
Yeah.
Like, they're we're talking about Renee and all these people, yes, because these are caught on camera, but there are so many people who have died just in ICE facilities.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or people who have died, like, running from these fucking assholes.
Yeah.
There's just so much going on, and people, they don't value life like that.
Yeah.
And they just see it and they just like, oh yeah, you should have complied. You shouldn't, like, first of all, you ask these bitches any other day of the year, they're so pro gun. Yeah.
Every day.
Pro, yes.
Which, by the way, Alex Pretty
card carrying
license,
absolutely legal. Yep.
1,000,000% legal.
By the fucking book.
For real.
Like, to the letter, bro.
100%.
Like, there could not have been a more perfect example of, like,
responsible gun ownership.
Good old boy, red blooded American, fucking, like, blue, red, white, and blue wave, flag waving American, by the book gun owner.
ICU nurse who was helping veterans.
What in the fuck, bro? Are you shitting me? Like, not that there's any example of, like, not that there's anyone that deserves this.
Right.
But the point we're trying to make here, because somebody in the comments is going to be like, how can I look smarter than these people on microphones? That's not the point we're trying to make, dickhead. The point we're trying to make is that all the points that
this
right-wing,
guy checked, yeah.
that right-wing gun nuts try to make against us and against people who stand against fascism and stand against fucking state sanctioned violence and murder, always cite these examples of, like, well, if he was this, if he was this, if he was this. Well, guess what, bro? My man's was literally all of those things.
All those things.
All of those things. What is your excuse now?
The point is that they move the fucking goalpost every single time because there is no logic. And this is why I say men are way more submissive than they think, especially red pill men. Red fucking right winger men, they're way more fucking submissive than they would like to entail.
Yeah.
Because how can you meet you?
Getting married is gay.
You let your fucking eyes deceive you.
Yeah.
You see what you see and you're just like, actually, no, this is what Papi Trump said.
Yeah.
What?
That's 1984,
bro. Exactly. And then these motherfuckers, they love to be pro-gun. They love to be pro-rights. They love to be pro all of this macho shit until It's something from the opposing.
No. Hold on. Is that a black guy with a license?
That has to be illegal.
I don't know about that. That's got to be.
And it's a sickness because I think that they thoroughly enjoy having those discussions because I think that they know.
Bro, they get off on arguing and posturing.
They literally get off on so fucking what? Like, and that's what I said in the last episode. We got to stop arguing with people who don't have a fucking conscience.
Yeah.
These motherfuckers
soul is gold.
I don't care how fucking dark you are. I don't care how fucking light you are or whatever you are. If you support this administration, bitch, you and the people that you came from are literally devils. I don't think that...
Váyase para allá, coño.
Exacto. I don't think that motherfuckers who can... This is my honest opinion. I think that people who still support this administration are anti-human.
Yeah, for
100%.
Sure.
100%. Because you want to, it doesn't even matter if it's black or white at one point. If they are white and they stand against white supremacy, they want to dead you too.
Yep.
It's really sick.
And it's crazy. I'm like, you've actually reached the end of this free preview. It's not because I hate continuity. It's because the rest of this, the full ad-free version of this episode, along with your answers to your questions, is on our Patreon. So go subscribe to that. There's mad tears and there's mad details in there. I sold you a Lucy. Now it's time for you to buy the party back, baby. Let's go.
A victory light.